Jonathan Stiano is a plastic surgeon from Barnt Green and works all over the Midlands. Morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Elliot.
Is this about right? Are you seeing this, a decrease in people wanting to go for cosmetic procedures?
Yeah, well, most of the work that I do is surgical, but I think it is certainly true that there is a huge increase in the amount of non-surgical procedures that are being performed, and there's a definite trend away from surgery.
So why do you think that is?
I think there's a couple of reasons. I think there's a lot of a lot more awareness about what can be done, and I think when people realise that things can be done in a non-surgical way, that opens up a much bigger group of people who might want to have some treatments done. But I think also there's a great advances in the non-surgical world, and I think a lot more is being done non-surgically, particularly for the face, things like nose jobs and facelifts. A lot is being done non-surgically to avoid the need for more invasive surgery.
Now, I mentioned fillers. I mean, yeah, as you're saying, the non-surgical side of it is going up. So fillers and things like that, what exactly does that entail?
Well, it entails injecting a substance, and there are different types of substances you can inject into the body and underneath the skin to help build up and plump and restore volume into the skin. There's been a much more of a swing towards restoring volume. Years ago, we used to be taking fat out of the face and out or from around the eyes, but now we're much more about restoring volume and plumping up the skin in order to fill up hollows and get rid of wrinkles and what have you.
Is there enough regulation over those things, though?
Absolutely not. That's a huge area. I mean, this is a huge, particularly with fillers. I mean, the problem with fillers is they're classified as a device rather than a medicine. So anyone can buy them. You can buy them on eBay.
Well,
and
I think we spoke, didn't we? We did an investigation into this not that long ago, and yeah, we were just buying it on the one of our reporters just bought it on the internet, and it was completely unregulated. So, yeah, I suppose if you want it done, you have to go and see someone who knows what they're doing, like yourself, Jonathan.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what it's all about. Unfortunately, due to the lack of regulation, it's up to the patients and it's up to the customers to do their research and make sure they've got a practitioner who is appropriately qualified.
Good to speak to you. Thank you ever so much. Plastic surgeon Jonathan Stiano. So have you had anything done?